it's just a journey, and we have such trust in our process, and we have, you know, just a lot of respect for each other's work.
Hard to believe that a quarter century has gone by, but Amy Ray and Emily Salyers continue their journey as the Indigo Girls. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Amy Ray and Emily Salyers have been friends since elementary school in Decatur, Georgia, and then they went through college at Emory. It was back in 1987 when they put out their debut as the Indigo Girls, and it all clicked. 24 years later, their brand new album, Beauty Queen Sister, is their 14th studio release and marks a reunion with Peter Collins, who produced their early 90s albums like Rites of Passage and Swamp Ophelia. Continuing in their style of dueling acoustic guitars and heartfelt harmonies, the Indigo Girls know how to stick with what they were cherished for most. Of course, you'll hear some electric guitar on there too, along with a bit of fiddle and Hammond B3 as well. And the sound is even further enhanced by the backing vocals of Atlanta locals, the Shadowboxers. All of them came into the studio for a visit and live performance when FUV's Darren DeVivo asked Amy Ray how the duo has stayed on course all these years.
Our secret for staying together and just kind of having consistency, I guess, generally, is just we keep changing it up, you know, as far as people that we collaborate with and people we're inspired by and people that travel with us, and that kind of keeps the music fresh. And then we spend a lot of time in our own kind of creative spaces, Emily and I, write separately, and so it gives us a moment to ourselves to kind of create. And we've had the same management for 20-something years, so keeps you grounded, and it's like a family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think record-wise, we've had a few really great producers, that like Peter Collins, who did this latest record, who we come back to every now and then to kind of bring us to a new challenge, you know, and sort of turn everything back over again and figure out how we can, I don't know, face the music in a different way, maybe.
Everybody loves the beauty queen sister, but she always got the broken heart. But she worked hard to keep what God gave her, but the devil, he's just pulling it apart. Hang on tight, hang on tight,
hang on
now.
Tight now.
Hang on tight, hang on tight,
hang on tight now.
Got a friend named Monkey Man with a two-seater bike and a tattoo stand, yeah. He's gonna take me for that ride. It knows I've been losing ground for most of my life. Hang on tight, hang on tight,
hang on tight now.
Hang on tight, hang on tight,
hang on tight now.
Amy and I are so different from each other, and our sensibilities are different, our voices are different, the way we write is different, which keeps it interesting. So even if Amy writes a song that's completely different from, so she writes a punk rock song and I write a pretty ballad or something, there's some way that when all the groups of songs come together, there's a cohesion there. I think it's just because we're both comfortable with the different things that we contribute to the group.
I find it fascinating when I, over the years, have looked through the album credits and it's like written by Amy or written by Emily, and yet, you know, album after album, it all seems like it was just kind of all born at once.
Well, we do arrange everything together. So fortunately, we're unable to write together, but we, I mean, it's not easy because it's hard work, but we do have a knack for arranging our songs together. And I think that's what makes it the Indigo Girls thing, that magic that happens together in the arrangement process.
What am I gonna do with you so far away? It makes me blue. I never mind just being alone, but I felt defeated and I let it show.
Live performance from the Indigo Girls of Making Promises, and before that, Beauty Queen Sister. Both songs appear on their new album. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.